he began the sugi of money in Kanashka in Kan and pointed out the kasha from Tosus based on the sugi in Bav Metzian Daf Mem Hei and Daf Mem Ches and Daf Ayin Hei and Daf Ayin Ches. How is it that one assumes that Nar Gemara that Mashkon ain't Kan, and yet that Gemara seems to indicate, as we discussed at length in the context of Skeras Polim, the possibility that the Balabayas can be Kona the Mashkon using the tools of the workers to pay the new Polim? So Tosus points out that that case, of course, is different because, after all, there is a Hefsid, and therefore we discuss the possibility that that is working the Torah's Kisud. But what we see, according to Tosus, is the following. That, if you're dealing with the case of a mashkon, so that certainly cannot be utilized to create a hischayvus. Tosus writes this when it comes to kedushin, as well as when it comes to cases of matana as well. And we pointed out the shita of the rai that it distinguishes whether this is considered to be a new act of hischayvus, or whether simply it is creating a further shibud on a pre-existing hischayvus. If in fact there was a hischayvus, and this is simply considered to be reinstating or creating a shibud mechasim in that hiskaivus, that in fact could be done. So in our Gemara, to create issues ayidei mashkon, that is not an option. Mashenke, when it comes to the sugyan bav metziah, where certainly there is a chiyu on behalf of the poalim, there is a shibud of skiras poalim that binds the balabayis, but it also binds the poalim. If there'll be chozer bem samalach in a case where it is a davar ha'aveh, so in such an instance, then we assume that that mashkin is considered to be that which is meaningful. Then we saw the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban that the Ran quotes in Dalma Beis and Zafi Arias and discussed at length in the Ritzvah as well, that assumption is not correct, that it is possible to create the Yitzchaibos al Yedei Mesiras HaMashkon. Yitzchaibos can be created through a shtar, it can be done through Chalipin, it can also be done through Mashkon as well. However, can that be utilized for Kesev Kedushin? That Kiddush, the Ramban writes, is not true. But nonetheless, it's Akati Ogiv Gabe. Here, the Kesev Kedushin, the Halva, is still residing with the Baal. In terms of the Mashkon itself, that is not something that is going to be that which belongs to the Isha. Af HaMashkon Lo Hiknelo, the Ramban writes, and in such a case, that is considered to be money in kan, mashkin in kan. Not that the Mesiras HaMashkin is meaningless. It can create a certain hischaivus, but one cannot be mekadesh nisha al yidei hischaivus. There has to be a matana be'en, and therefore that is not true of the kesef, nor is that true when it comes to the mashkon as well. Then the Gemara says that this issue should be linked with the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchok, the question of bal chov kone mashkon. What exactly is the significance of Rabbi Yitzchak's chiddush of Baal Chov Kone Mashkon? So I mentioned yesterday the chiddush of the Nesivas in Siman Ayin Beis, where he writes, one nafkamina is based on that sugim sakim daf lamad beis, lamad aleph, lamad aleph. When it comes to a case of a Baal Chov, a Baal Chov who certainly has a shibud, let's assume that there is a clear shibud nechasim in this case. And sure enough, the Loba does not pay, and the Baal Chov is Govet. Is that from Afreya, or is that considered to be Mikan Mahabon? So Abayi says that a Baal Chov is Govlam Afreya, and Rabbi says that no Mikan Lahabal who Govet. The Gemara writes now, Amsachim Adaf Lamet Alam, and I love the following. What is the Machlokes? Ki Pligi, the Gemara says, Dizavin Malve Vikodish Malve. If the Malve will go ahead and sell that on which he has a Shibur, or he has Makdish that particular Chayfetz, would that Hakdasha be Chal? Would it not? So according to Abaye, Shapir Akdish, Shapir Zavin. Since Baal Chov Mafreho Gove, he glaimos Mafreho that was his, it was Shalom, Rishuso, and therefore one in fact can be Makdish. According to Rabbah, that's not true. Baal Chov is Mikan Lahabo Gove, and therefore Hashtahu Dakani is only considered to be his right now. That is the Gemara's Nafkamina in the Machlokas between Abayi and Rabbah, in the case of Akdish or Zavin Malve. The Gemara says, what happens if the Love would be Makdish? What happens if there is a Shibud Nechasim and the Love is Makdish? So then the Gemara writes the following, the Kuli Alma, that is not the Machlokas, the Bain Rava. There everyone agrees, Asi Malve Vitari. If, for example, I have a Shibud, and all of a sudden now the Love is Makdish, in such a case, that doesn't depend on me, Kanuhaba or the Mafreya. The bottom line is, I have a Skus, and in such a case, Asi Malve Vitari. That is that critical Rashi we've mentioned in the past. Why is that true? Why do we assume that in that case, Kuli Alma, Asi Malve Vitari? So Rashi writes, Himsachim Laman Obeis, Ramasko Kuli Alma, because the ein mechiraso la'acherim mechira, the ein hekdesho hekdesh. That's that Rashi. Why is it that everyone agrees that the lova can't, the homachlokis is only whether the malve has the right to be makdish or to sell? The lova, certainly he can't do so, because ein mechiraso la'acherim mechira. That is a very great kiddush, no? It means that the mechir was not chal. It means that the hakdasha was never chal. That's the difficulty. If this is pshat in the Gemara, that when it comes to the case of the lova, the reason certainly the malva has a skus is because the hekdish was never chal, well then how do you understand that in light of the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem, that hekdish is mafkia midei shibud? So we know Rashi distinguishes. Rashi writes that sometimes yes, sometimes no. When do we assume that hekdish is mafkia midei shibud? That's only when it comes, Rashi writes, to Kedushas Aguf, but not when it comes to Kedushas Damim. So sometimes yes, sometimes no. The Gemara in Gittin says sometimes hekdish is mafkia midei shibud. The Gemara here in Psachim Daf Lamed writes that sometimes that's not true. But the difficulty is the following. If the lamdus of ein hekdesho hekdish is true, that means the hekdish was never chal, why should there be a difference between Berak Habayis as opposed to Kedushas Aguf? If one would explain the Gemara differently, that's what Tosus writes Aliba the Rashi. That Tosus is in Gittin Daf Mem Beis, that everyone agrees the hekdesh is chal, not ein hekdesh or hekdesh. When the lova is makdish, the hekdesh is chal. But all of a sudden now, the malva shows up with skusay gniya, I have a shivud, now what happens? Can hekdesh, which was chal, be paka? No, that you understand, there's a difference between Berak Habayis as opposed to Kedushas Aguf. If you're dealing with Berak Habayis, of course it can be paka. Pidyon. But when it comes to Kedushas Aguf, the Kedushas Aguf is never paka. Then you understand that difference. But if you will tell me the reason that the lovik cannot be makdish is because he does not have the right to be makdish, because it is eno shalo or eno bishuso, then in such a case, why in the world should there be a difference between Kedushas Damim as opposed to Kedushas Aguf? That's the difficulty with the Rashi. So that's the Chiddush that Ktos writes in Kuf Yud Zayin, that you have to assume that whether you have the ability to be Makdish or not will depend on whether it's Berak Habayis or Kedushas Aguf. Full Bailus is necessary for Berak Habayis, but full Bailus is not necessary for Kedushas Aguf. That's the Chiddush of Rashi Shita. What is this case that I own something but you have a shibud? So Rashi writes the following. That Rashi, Psachim Daf Lamed Beis, Afal Gav Shehim Shelo, even though that object is considered to be yours, after all, good, the malva has a shibud, but it's still considered to be the shelo of the love. But Rashi writes it's eino bershuso. That's where Rashi uses that terminology. If you have a shibud, so in terms of the Baal HaChefetz, it's considered to be shalal, but it's not considered to be birshuso. And then Rashi continues, V'rachmana Amar, and the Pasuk says, Rashi quotes from Vikra Chavzayin, Ish Kiyat Dishes Beso Kodesh Lashem. Rashi writes, Ma Beso Birshuso, Av Kol Birshuso. And the Pasuk goes out of its way and tells us, shalal is insufficient. You need shalal as well as birshuso. Ishki Yaktish says Beso Kodesh Lashem. Yaktish says Beso Kodesh Lashem. Obviously, what is that referring to? Kedushas Damim. That's not a Kedushas Aguf. That is a Kedushas Damim of Berak Habayis. Rashi's Chiddush is that if the Lova has a Shibud, so therefore the Lova still is the Baal HaNechosim, but it's Eino Bershuso. And the Pasuk that requires Shalom and Bershuso for Hakdasha is only as far as Kedushas Damim is concerned, not as far as Kedushas Haguf is concerned. That's the Chiddush of these Rashis. That at once you can argue, Ein Mechirasa Mechira, Ein Hekdesho Hekdesh, and you can still argue the Sugin Gittin Daf Mem, that Hekdesh is in fact Mafpia Midei Shibud. That's the Chiddush of putting these Rashis together. That's the context in this Sugya. Now the Gemara says the following, that what is the significance then of the Machlokes Abayi and Rava? Whether the malva has a right to go ahead and to be makdish. The lova certainly does not, but the malva, does he have a right to be makdish? According to Abayi, yes. According to Rava, no. Kanile me'achshav. The Nesiva says the following ha'ara. What happens if there is a mashkam? And you assume as we do like Rabbi Yitzchak that Bal Chov Kona Mashka. So the Chiddush in Nesivos HaRaitz is in that case L'chuli Alma. Even according to the Shita of Rava, then you'll assume L'mafreya Hogoveh. When does Rava assume Yikana L'abah Hogoveh? There is no Mashkan. But if there was the Mesiros HaMashkan, so in such a case, then we assume L'mafreya Hogoveh, and the Malva has the right to imakdish that particular chayfet. If indeed the Loga will default in such a case, then the chalosekdish remains. And then the Nesivos continues and tells us the following. Our issue, Yitziras Yischaivus al Yedei Mashkan. If I go ahead and I posit a Mashkan, can that create a Shibur? Can it create the Yischaivus? That should depend on whether or not Bal Chov Kona Mashkan. That should depend on the Chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak. So what is Rabbi Yitzchak's Chiddush? When Rabbi Yitzchak writes Bal Chov Kona Mashkan, exactly what is it that he is referring to? So Poshav Shat and Ar Gemara, we're dealing with the case of a Mashkan, which is Bishas Halva. Bishas Halva, no? After all, the person says the following. He wants to make Kadesh and Isha with a mana, and at that point in time, right, he gives her a mashkan. So therefore, the mashkan is being presented at that very moment, at the time of the Hiskaibus. And the Gemara says that, look, that this should be dependent on the issue of Bal Chov Kona Mashkan. The impression that you get from our Gemara is the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak of Bal Chov Kona Mashkan applies even b'shas halva. Because nowhere does our Gemara mention Bamed Brahmamurim only Shalom B'Shas Alva, as opposed to a case of B'Shas Alva. Boshab Shana seems to apply categorically. And the problem is this is against what the Gemara writes. That Sugya, right in Shavuot, seems to contradict this Chiddush. There, the Gemara quotes in the Sugya in Shavuot, Adaf Mem Dalet, the following Raisa, Hamalvis Chavera Al Hamashkan V'Avad Hamashkan. There is a halva, a malvis chaver hamashkon, and the lova gives a mashkon to the malva. All of a sudden now, the malva loses the mashkon. So Rabbi Eliezer says the following, the ishova, the malva will make a shvua, and the ito et maoso. He'll make a shvua that he's not hoarding the mashkon, that it really was lost, and in such a case, ito et maoso. And therefore, he'll be able to collect. And Rabbi Yekiva maintains, no, that's not true. If Avad Hamashkan, Avdu Ma'osecha. You lost the Mashkan, that's it. You have no Slusei Gvia. You lost your Chol. So the Gemara says the following issue. What is the Machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yekiva? So the Gemara writes the following, that they argue the Rabbi Yitzchak Miflege. They argue regarding our Sugya of Baal Chol Kona Mashkan. How does that work? Well, Rabbi Eliezer maintains the following, that what is the status of the Malva? The fact that he lost the Mashkan, he's exempt. All he has to do is make a shvua. So what do you see according to Rabbi Eliezer? That a Malva is dino kishomer chinam. Just as the shomer chinam is potter ba'aveda, so too the Malchov is potter ba'aveda. He's a shomer chinam. That the Gemara writes is less than Rabbi Yitzchak. That's against Rabbi Yitzchak. If you hold Bal Chov Kona Mashkan, how can you argue that his Chiyuv Shmira is only that of a Shomer Chinam? But Rabbi Akiva, who maintains that Avad HaMashkan Avdu Ma'osecha, in such a case, that's an agreement with Rabbi Yitzchak, and therefore Bal Chov Kona Mashkan, and therefore he's Chayiv. So we make a Shvur. What do you mean he's Chayiv? He's Chayiv at least in a case of Aveda, maybe more, but at least in Aveda, he would be Chayiv. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. So Bal Chov Kona Mashkan means the following. At once, that what is the status of the Malva who's machzik, this Mashkan? Is it the Torah Shomer Chinam? If you hold Bal Chov Kona Mashkan, his Ischaivus is a superior one? At least the Shomer Sachar, as you saw in Tosus, maybe more than that. Right? He's Chayiv. Maybe he's Chayiv in everything. Maybe one could envision that he'd be Chayiv in Onsen as well. So the Gemara is troubled by this. The Gemara says the following. Leibad Rabbi Yitzchak Tanoihi. So all of a sudden that means that Rabbi Yitzchak's Chiddush, our Gemara, which is presented as a halach of Sukkah, Bal Chov Kona Mashkan, all of a sudden becomes a machlokas Tanoim. we just got through saying that Rabbi Eliezer denies Rabbi Yitzchak. Is that really true? So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. There is a way to reconcile Rabbi Eliezer even with Rabbi Yitzchak. But Tisra, the Gemara says, that Amor dem Rabbi Yitzchak, the Mishkan al Shalom, the Shah Salvah. But Mishkan al Shah Salvah, mi Amar. One could distinguish between a mashkam b'sha salvah as opposed to a mashkam shalom b'sha salvah. When the case in Shavuos Nafnan Dalet hamal ve'es chavero al hamashkam, doesn't that sound like b'sha salvah? It doesn't sound like that there was stam halvah and that all of a sudden b'sha's gviyah we're dealing with a mashkam. Here we're dealing with the case of hamal ve'es chavero al hamashkam. That sounds like a mashkam b'sha salvah. So the Gemara says there isn't a necessary contradiction because you could distinguish. Therefore, it's not mochav. You don't have to assume that there is a machlokes tanoim, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yitzchak shitas cannot mesh. Eimor dem Rabbi Yitzchak, mishkana shulo b'sha asavon. So if you look at the mochamos, and that's the Gim Shavuos and Dachmem Dal Amar Aleph, the Ramban writes this is a dechiyah ba'alma. A dechiyah ba'alma. After all, that's what the Gemara is doing, the Shach Levitariya. You mean to say that Rabbi Yitzchak, it's Machlokes Tanaim? What is the Gemara saying? No, not necessarily. There's Machlokes Machalik. Does that mean that that distinction is true, Lahalacha? Does that mean that when Rabbi Yitzchak made his statement, it was only in that circumstance? Or not? No, the Gemara just says that it's possible to resolve this day with this day, one could create those chivukim. But the Mochamos writes explicitly, when you look in all the other sugyas, you look in our sugya, and you look in the sugya in Gittin, dealing with Shemitah, and you look in the Gemara in Sachem, Bagram Bayamatzai, the Gemara does not make that tiluk. And therefore the Ramban writes that we will assume like all the other sugyas, and we will not paskim like that Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Nun Dalet. In other words, that Rabbi Yitzchak's chiddush of Balchov Kona Mashkam is afilu b'sha salva. That's the chiddush of the Mochamos. Afilu b'sha salva. And what that Gemara writes in Shavuos, ain't afinami, part of the Shach Levitariya, to be understood as the Bechiya Ba'al. The other extreme, this is what the Shach quotes in Simen Ayin Beis, is the Shita Saravon. And what do you mean? The Gemara says explicitly in Shavuos Naf Mem Dalet that Rabbi Yitzchak's Kiddush is only Mishkan Shlo B'Shah Savah. So now that information has to be plugged into every other sugya. In our sugya, Rabbi Yitzchak is only Shlo B'Shah Savah. And the same thing in the sugya Mitzach and the same thing in the sugya Gittin. And therefore the Ravon assumes that Heino Chinami, we will paskin. Right, like the Gemara Shavuos and Daf Mandalet, Rabbi Yitzchak is Dafka if the Mashkan is B'Shah's Gviya, not B'Shah's Havah. That's the background. All of a sudden, our Tosus comes up with the following Kiddush, that no, you can have it both ways. Every Gemara is Bedavka. The Ar Gemaras, right, that don't mention any distinction means it would apply in B'Shah Salvah. But not true of that Sugi and Shuvitz. Why exactly is that true? Because Tosus writes the following. Rabbi Yitzchak stated this, that if you have a Mashkin which is Shalom B'Shah Salvah, that is considered to be a Kinyan Gamon. And what if the Mashkin was B'Shah Salvah? It's nothing. It's nothing. No. If the Mashkin is B'Shah Salvah, you're right. It's not considered to be Kinyan Gamor, but nonetheless, Olim Shibudei. It strengthens the Shibud. So therefore, there is a Kinyan Lachatzai, Olim Shibudei, if the Mashkin is B'Shah Salvah. If the Mashkan was Shalom B'Shah Salvah, again we'll have to define Shalom B'Shah Salvah, then it's considered to be a Kinyan Gamor. Well, I understand what it means to say that it's a Kinyan Gamor. What does it mean to say Olim Shibudei? It's better? L'may Nafkamina. So Tosus has the following Nafkamina. One Nafkamina Tosus writes to the Sikhin Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Hamal Veskaro Hamashkan Eino Mishamit. The Sof HaShemitah will cancel this, or at least posit an Iser Gviyah. What happens if there is a Mashkan? So the Gemara writes the Chiddush in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. If there is a Mashkan, that is not true. That is not true. What exactly is the Lamdus? The Torah posits, right, an Isser Negisa, an Isser Gvia. Right? I am not allowed to go ahead and to collect. Or maybe even more than that, that the halva that was not already subject to Gvia is cancelled. You know what the Kiddush is? That sometimes we can say that the Chov is considered to be Kegavoy Dami. The Chov was already collected. Maybe Al Pidin it's already Kegavoy Dami. Where do you see that that's true? That sometimes, if something is Kegavoy Dami, that's considered to be sufficient, it also says that's the Josh of the Sifri. The Pasuk says the following, Es Achicha Tashmet Yadefa. If something is absolutely his, then Tashmet Yadefa. But V'lo Shel Achicha B'yadecha. But if it's something that is already in your hand, in your possession, it's already Kegavoy Dami, then it's not affected by Shemitah. We assume, for example, that even Prusbel can only be written Ahakarka. Now what does that mean? That the Loza has to possess Karka in order to have a Prusbel. Why is that true? Halacha Moshe Misina, that you have to have Karka, the answer is the following. Because if the Loza has Karka, so therefore maybe I can argue as follows, that the Chov is considered to be Kegavoy Dami. If I have a Sus and a Shibud, but also Hakarka, so maybe I could argue that that also is considered to be Kegavoy Dami. You can't say Kegavoy Dami when it comes to Dabar HaMetalta. What do you mean it's Kegavoy Dami? Right? Dabar HaMetalta is Lo Naide. We discussed in earlier Shiurim. No, it's Nechasim She'ein Lehem Achrayis. There's no security at all. But if I have a Shibud on something which is secure, so therefore, perhaps I can argue that's considered to be Kegavoy Dami. Tosus of Kiddush is the following. If you have a milval hamashka, you know why it's eno mishame? Because that also al pidin is considered to be kegavoy dami. In order to argue that something is kegavoy dami, it doesn't have to be a kinyan gamur. If it was mamish a kinyan gamur, it is kegavoy dami. You don't have to come on to this lamdas, this sifri, that as long as I have a right, that is considered to be sufficient, and therefore shvius will not impact on the halva. So Tosa says the following Kiddush. Even a mashkan which is b'shas halva sufficient, olim shibude that is considered to be kegavoy dami, or as though it is es achicha biyadecha, it's already biyadecha in your hand, in your control, because you have the mashkan, and therefore that chov can survive shvius. That's nafkamina number one of Tosa. Tosa says another nafkamina. The Sugim Sachim and Laman Aleph from the Beis. The Gemara discusses the following case. A Yisrael, who is the Malve, Shehil Vesa Ove Kochavim. Jew lends money to an non-Jew. And there is a Mashkon. What is the Mashkon? Al Chemtza. The Mashkon is Chametz, which is Shon Ofri. The Gemara writes, that's the problem. You, the Yisrael, the Malve, will violate Bal Yom Vaymatzeh. Why is that true? Kidder Rabbi Yitzchak, Baal Chov Kona Mashkan. So here Tosfos says the same lamdos. Even though it is not a Kinyan Gamor, the Mashkan is absolutely not fully yours. After all, we're talking about a case of Bishas Havah, but that is sufficient for Karina Lei Shalcha Iyataroeh. Why is that true? Because just like Shemitas Ksafim, Baal Yaron by Matzei does not require full bailus. You will violate Baal Yaron by Matzei even if it is not Kanila Lagamre. We discussed before Pesach, right, the Chiddush of the Ramban, Sachim Daftal de Mabez. Well, of course it must be that way. There's never full bailus on Chametz. Chametz is Aser Ba'achila, it's Aser Ba'anah. It's never fully yours. The most Ramban writes you can argue is that also akasuv ki ilu hu bershusa. That's the most you can argue. Also akasuv ki ilu hu bershusa ki gavui damer ki ilu gavui ki ilu hu bershusa does not require full kinyanim. You can't have full kinyanim. You don't need all dine bailos. So therefore, when it comes to Bayram Baymatzeh, Olim Shibudi is considered to be sufficient. We saw the Ramban writes, all you need for Bayram Baymatzeh is Nichle B'Kiyumo. Well, of course it's Nichle B'Kiyumo if I have a Mashkom. And my Susay Gvir dependent on this Mashkom, Rabbi Akiva, no. Of the Hamashkom, of the Ma'osav, well, of course that's considered to be Nichle B'Kiyumo. And in such a case, you're going to be Chayim. Even according to Tosus, the Tashbisus Bidin Hefker, Tosus still acknowledges you don't need full bailus for Bayram Baymatzeh. Chametz, which is Nesar, is a piece din of Rishusa. So if full bailus is not required, like Shmitas Ksafim, like Bayram Baymatzeh, so then you understand very well that even a mashkon, which is b'shas halva, is sufficient. Valkov kona mashkon. Now, if you look at the Tosus in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin, starts Amud Aleph, stands Amud Beis, Ramash Kol Shani, the end of that Tosus writes the following: V'im kein, if that is true. B'shas halvasa, if you have a mashkon which is b'shas halva, eino yochol lekadesh bo esayisha. Well, of course you can't use it for kedushin. Of course you can't use it for kedushin. I understand that you can argue that shmitas ksafim is not dependent on full dine bibles. The same is true when it comes to Bayram Baymatzeh. A shomer is chai for Bayram Baymatzeh. Tosus says a shomer would be chai in these cases, even though it's not fully his. What about Kedushin? Kedusha Isha. Olim Shibudei is sufficient? Kimekadesh Nisha? Tosus and Gittin rise absolutely not. A mashka mishas salva, which is merely Olim Shibudei, can work when it comes to cases that the Torah doesn't require a full din bailus, but not when it comes to the case of kedushin. That's what Tosfos says explicitly. Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin. The great chiddush of our Tosfos is that one line. No, Tosfos creates the two halachos, beautiful, the nafkamina, and then Tosfos writes in our sugya, va'olim shibudei lechashiv mama. The Kadesh Bo Ishav Liknos Bo Avadim. No, that's what our Tosfos says. That's against the Tosfos in Gittin, no? Tosfos in Gittin has the whole structure. But with that one exception. Kedushe Isha Olim Shibudei is considered to be sufficient. That's the Chiddush of our Tosfos. The Balkov Konemashkon, even Mishas Salva, even if Olim Shibudei, even that is considered to be sufficient. In order to go ahead and to create a kinyan. Tosfos continues and writes the following chiddush, the next Tosfos, Ramaskam Minayim. What does it mean, Balkov Konamashkam? We saw in the earlier sugi, it means that there is a chiyav achrayis, the Gemara in Shavuos, Mem Daleth, was told the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, and Balkov Konamashkam. So if you hold Balkov, Eino kona mashkon shomachinam. So the Gemara said Rabbi Lesser can't agree with Rabbi Yitzchak. Well, distinguish between Shlash Asava and Shlomash Asava. Because according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Akiva's Kiddush, Avdo mashkon, Avdo ma'osam. What you see from that Gemara is Balkov kona mashkon means that you are chayiv, at least in Geneva, Vaveda. Why is that true? So Tosfos in our sugya quotes Rashi. Well, that happened to have been the case, no? That's the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Avan Hamashkam. So therefore, the Gemara talks about Aveda. But you know what? I'll tell you even a greater chiddush. Chayav Onsen. The case that was discussed, it happened to be. What is the halacha if the malva loses the mashkon? But Rashi writes, there's a chiyuv bonsin as well. Balkov kona mashkon lis chiyuv bonsin. You understand Rashi's chiddush, no? If the Gemara wants to demonstrate that there's a kinyan, so therefore a kinyan will go hand in hand with chiyuv onsin. Now that we've discussed it many times, no? The chiyuv of gneva va'aveda, that can be understood in terms of chiyuv shmira b'li kinyan. I have a certain measure of shmira, and I take it upon myself to see to it that there's no gneva, no aveda, fine. In an ones, obviously, you can't understand ones in betorah as chiyuv shmira. It's not biyadi, it's impossible to prevent an ones gamur. So how is it possible to have a chiyuv onsin? The answer is one word, and that is kinyan. No? That's what the Gemara says in Temura. That why is it that a ganav or a gazlan has kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzela, Temura dav dalet? Seems odd, no? That the Torah would grant a right to a ganav or a gazlan? Why is he entitled to a right? The Gemara says, he's chiyuv onsin. We want to slap the book at him. We want to make him chayiv in everything. But you can't create a chiyuv onsin without kinyanim. And that's what Tosfos writes in Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph. That's the common link between a shol and a ganav and gazlan. The world's apart. Bisras liyadei, beteras liyadei, but they have a common ground, and that is kinyanim. Tosfos even writes in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadites that a kinyan is needed for a shol, but that's not true when it comes to a shomer chinam or shomer sachar. So Balchov Konem Ashkom, Rashi writes, there's a Chiyuv Onsin. He's Chiyuv Onsin. Tosfos assumes that's not true. Well, there is no Chiyuv Onsin. Well, the Gemara says you're Chiyuv V'Aveda. So how do you understand that? See, if you argue that you're chayav aveda, doesn't that show that there's some kinyan? So you're chayav also onsin. If you're going to argue, no, you're not chayav onsin, you don't have a kinyan, so why are you chayav in gneiva aveda? Halacha Moshe Sinai, that you're a shomer sachar. That's what Rashi understood. What do you mean you're a shomer sachar? How did you become a shomer sachar? The malv is being paid to watch this chayfet. Boshab Shad, one could argue as follows. Shomer Sachar is not an option. I understand Shomer Chinam. You're not being paid. You're Shomer Chinam. I understand the opposite extreme. You're Chayav Onsin. Because Machat Yaddaka means you have a Kinyan. Kinyan means you're Chayav Onsin. But if you're not Chayav Onsin, on what basis should you assume that you're Shomer Sachar? But the malva is being paid a fee in order to watch this chayfet. So apparently you have to argue the following, that you know what? There's a different model of shomer sachar. The obvious case of shomer sachar is where I am paid for the chiyuv shmira. I am paying you to watch. But there must be other cases of shomer sachar, because here, that is not the instance. The malv is not being paid in the classic sense to watch the chayfet. How is it that he's a shomer sachar? So you have to argue the follows. Maybe there's a different model of shomer sachar entirely. Shomer aveda. Rabbi Yosef says it's k'shomer sachar. Mecha teisim. Shomer aveda. How is that true? So you know the Gemara tells us two very different possibilities. One possibility is Rachmana Shavdei. Well, we discussed two different types of Shibudim, Yischaivus Midas, a Shibud that the Torah imposes. Look, if it's Yischaivus Midas, you call the shots. You can be Mechayiv yourself on a low level, high level, very high level, many different halachos. Now you have a whole menu. That's the Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Nun Vav. You can become any type of shomer you agree to become. When it comes to a shomer aveda, that's not true. Shomer aveda rachmana shavde. The Torah creates a shibud. So the Torah created the highest form of shmira. Right, and that is shomer sachar. Then the Gemara suggests another possibility, not Rachmana Shavdei, but proof to Rabbi Yosef. There is some benefit that you are receiving by being a Shomer Aveda. Sure, you're not being paid, but there is a side benefit of Osek B'mitzvah Pata Mitzvah. Very great chiddush. That the Ptur, Lahalach, of Osek B'mitzvah Pata Mitzvah is considered to be a form of schar, and that bumps you up to the level of a Shomer Sof. It certainly is not a direct payment for Shmir at all. And normally when we think about Dmei Shmira, who is the one who's supplying the Dmei Shmira? The Baal HaChefetz. No? Here, the Baal HaChefetz is not paying anything at all. Shomer Aveda. The benefit that I am receiving is not only secondary, but it has nothing at all to do with my relationship with the Baal HaChefetz. But nonetheless, a very great finish. Nonetheless, the fact that I benefit, Ho V'Nehene, that is considered to be sufficient. Wow. So if you look in the Tosus and Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin, and here our Tosus just says very briefly, Tosus summarizes the whole thing just in a couple of lines. The Tosus and Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin writes the following Kiddush. You know why the Malv who is holding on to the Mashkan is considered to be a Shomer Safar? Well, it's not Sholo Lagamre. It's not fully his. But Balchov Konamashkin is a Kinyan Gamor? No, not as a Kinyan Gamor. After all, Tosos maintains here against Rashi, you're not Chayvon Sin, it's not a Kinyan Gamor. So if it's not a Kinyan Gamor, so Tosos says, Im Kain, Me'ezet Tam Neshav Kishomer Sachar. Yeah, that's exactly the difficulty, no? If there's no Kinyan, the two options of Chor should be Kinyan or Shomer Chinam. If there is no kinyan, and therefore you are not a shoel, so me'ez etam nefshel k'shomer sachar. Tosu says the following: imo mishum dinehene, dinehene, because you're receiving some type of benefit. Hol dinehene. Yeah, that's not a lefter. Prut Rabbi Yosef. Hol dinehene. There's some benefit that you receive. What's that benefit? What benefit do I receive? The Balko of Konamashkon that knocks me up for Shomer Safar. You know what Tosus writes? Exactly, our sugya. The Kani Le Liknos Vo Esa Isha V'Kartos. You can utilize this Mashkon to create a kinyan. You can use it for Kedushin. You can use it to be Kona Karka. That's just like Ruth and Rabbi Yosef. There's some benefit that you can receive as a result of this Mashkon that otherwise you would not. And that's where the Tosfos says in Gittin, if the reason you're a Shomer Safar is because of Hol V'Nehene, and the Hol V'Nehene is you can use it to be Mekane Shaseisha, that's what Tosu says in Gittin, therefore that would only apply if it's a mashkon which is Shalom B'Shah Salva. Because a mashkon B'Shah Salva, the Tosu says in Gittin maintains, you cannot use your Mekadei Shanisha. Therefore you don't even have a direct Hol V'Nehene. Against our Tosu, right? Our Tosu assumes Chiddush, that even a mashkon B'Shah Salva is sufficient. Hol V'Nehene, because you can use it for the purposes of Kinyanim. Ah, that's beautiful. Tosus is Chiddush, no? That's why you're a Shomer Safar. Not a classic Shomer Safar, a Shomer Safar of Hol V'Nehene. The Rambam writes in the Sefiras for Yud Halacha Aleph, Hamalvis Tivral Hamashkon. The Rambam writes, whether it's a Mashkon B'Shah Salva, whether it's a Mashkon Shalo B'Shah Salva, the Rambam writes, Harei Ze Shomer Safar. This is a very important Mishnah Malach. The Mishnah Malach there you saw, Ha'isiris Yad Aleph, the first few lines of the Mishnah Malach just defines terms for you, no? Mishnah Malach writes that the Maharit Sahalon in Simon Yod Beis made a big mistake. Because he interpreted a mashkon shalobish asalva as a mashkon shalobish asalva. Meaning that any time that mashkon is given, as long as it's not at the time of the matanos, that is called a mashkon shalobish asalva. If it was done with the halva, that's called b'shasalva. Any time afterwards, kol mashkon sheba achar halva, that is what I mean by a mashkon shelo b'shasalva. The Mishnah Melech writes the mechilas kvodo that is a toz. That is not true. That's not what we mean by a mashkon shelo b'shasalva. Anytime the lova willingly gives the mashkon, that's mashkon b'shasalva. The Mavo goes over to me and says, you know, I lent you the money yesterday. You know, I'm a little nervous. I'm having charata. The lova says here, take a mashkon. That's called a mashkon b'shasalva. A mashkon shelo b'shasalva is mishnah de besof al yedei bezdin. That's the Chiddush Mishnah writes, just in terms of the definition of terms. The lova has to pay, the lova defaults, Bezdin insists that there's glias ha-mashkon, Bezdin empowers the malva to collect, that's the mashkon which is shelo b'shasalva. Anything short of that is called shasalva. That is taking the form of glia. That's the mashkon shelo b'shasalva. Anything less, that's called b'shasalva, where the lov is just giving things to the malvit to assure him, to assuage him. That's a mashkon b'shasalva. What difference does it make? Whether it's at the time they're at the mouth, or whether it's 2 days later. That's ha'ara number one of Mishnah. Then ha'ara number two is the following. He quotes the Maharshach, Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Samachet. What's the difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sam? So, Bami is different. Gneva Baveda. No, some Ketorah tells us. Three different parshiyos of Shomrim and parshiyos Mishpatim. Gneva Baveda. Is that the only difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sam? Gneva Baveda. That's not the only difference. In fact, maybe that's not even the primary difference. Maybe that's only a symptom. What's the real difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Safa? Yeah, in detail. Bottom line, yeah, there's a difference in Gneva Veda. But what's the real difference between Shomer Chinam and Shomer Safa? So the Gemara Bava Metzia and Davsadi Gimla Beis writes the following case. There was a person, his name was Bar Adda Sabula, Bar Adda the porter. Right? And Havi Kama Aver Chivasa Agam Zinarash. He was supposed to look after this herd of animals. And he was leading the animals over the bridge. And Dafa Chadva Chaverta Vishadisa Bamayan. One animal pushed another animal fell down, fell off the bridge into the water. So Rav Papa said, You're Chayiv to pay for that animal. What was I supposed to do? So Rav Papa says, what do you mean? Ibailaf la'abure chada chada. You should have had animals walk in single file. You let the herd go across the bridge, that's at your own risk. You should have seen to it that they would have gone across the bridge, one at a time. So Barada said, is that normal? Single file for animals, is that normal? So the Gemara says, just in the line above this story, because the Amre, v'hachi yoyim v'chagma. Said, what do you mean? That's why I'm paying you. Why do you think I'm paying you? V'neturilei nitirusa yeserta. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Why do you think I'm paying you? Because I want the animal to run across the bridge. I'm paying you for a shmiri yesera. Nitirusa yeserta. That's the difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar. When it comes to a Shomer Chinam, All that is necessary is the shmir of chusam. Kidinatri in shame. If I am paying you to watch, I can demand a shmira ma'ula. If animals will normally run across the bridge, okay, the shomer chinam is covered, but not the shomer safar. V'hach yavach agra. That's why I'm paying you. That's the difference in the shomer chinam and the shomer safar. That's a fascinating distinction, no? That means what is considered to be, for example, an act of pshia for a shomer safar is not an act of pshia for a shomer chinam. It's a different hagdara. The fact that I let the animals run across the bridge, the shomer chinam is potter. But I'll say to the shomer safar, you're posheya. Now, one could argue against so as an offshoot. What about Geneva Vaveda? The name of Aved is not responsibility of Shmir Kusa. It certainly is responsibility of Shmir Ma'ula. The guy says it was stolen. So you know what my response is? Lahach Yav Lachagra. Why do you think I'm paying you a fee to watch this? Because I don't want it to be stolen. I don't want it to be lost. So an interesting Kiddush that on the one hand, bottom line, no doubt, Gnev Aved is different than Shmir Kusa and Shmir, but the quality of Shmir, right, that separates the two. Now I'll ask you the following. So there are two distinctions of Shomer Chinam and Shomer Safar. Shmir Pkusav, Shmir Ma'ula, Gneva Va'aveda. There are two different types of Shomer Safar. There's a Shomer Safar, right, who is Mekabel Sar, and there's a Shomer Safar of Hol Venene. Hol Venene, Fruit of Rabbi Yosef. You know what the Chiddush of the Maharshak is? The only time we assume that Gemar Bava Metzia and Tzadik Gimel Beis, the expectation of Netirut and Yiserta, is only Dafka Nosein Schar Behetim. Literally, that's what the Gemara says, no? Lahachi Yav Lachagra. Why do you think I'm paying you? The Chiddush of the Maharshak. Very interesting, no? That only applies to a classic Shomer Sachar. In the cases of a Shomer Sachar, which is simply based on Hol V'nene, it certainly is not true. He is not required in the Shmir Ma'ula. Shomer Aved or Shomer Sachar, because put to Rabbi Yosef, what's the Balak Eidus can turn to me and say, V'hach Yavach Agra? That's why I'm paying. Yeah, that's why you're paying me. That's a Tzirutin Yisserta is a Yisraibus Midas. I'm paying you in order to. But if you're Dino Kishomer Sachar because of Hov Venene, either because of Frutu Yosef or the Chiddush of Tosus, Rabbi Yitzchak. That's the Chiddush of Tosus combined with that Chiddush of the Marshak, no? Vashem Shad, according to Rashi, our Sugi has nothing to do with this. Kone Mashko? Kone or Chayav Onsin? But if you're not Chayav Onsin, because there's no Kinyan Gamor, why you Chayav in Gnei Aveda? You have to come out to the Chiddush of Hol V'nene. Hol V'nene is a different degree of Shmir entirely. The Mishnah Melech admits that, of course, there are two Halachos, but the Mishnah Melech calls Cholek, right, on this Marshak, and writes the Mehechat Eisim. He quotes Mahari Kav, Shoresh Kuf Nun Hei, that writes that no, if you're Shomer Sachar, you're Shomer Sachar for everything. Mecha Teisi, you can have a Shomer Sachar with one halacha, not the second halacha. And therefore, a Shomer Sachar, even of Hol V'nene, is Chayiv in a Shmir Ma'ula. One could argue, according to Mishnah, there are not two halachos. Right, maybe one could argue that Gneva Vaveda is just a consequence of Shmir Ma'ula. So once you're obligated to watch it in a certain fashion, so then clearly. And why don't you take a look at the piece of Yonah Zalem and Simeon Gedali? So he writes the following. In terms of understanding our Gemara, Mashkan Rav Yitzchak, of course the fundamental focus from that we discussed, according to the Chiddush of the Ramban, Balchov Konam Ashkol, you can create the Hischaibus. Hayyadei Mesiras HaMashkol. No problem. You can create the Hischaibus. Hayyadei Mesiras HaMashkol. So what then is the Chiddush of our Sugya? You can't marry a woman with the Hischaibus. You need a Matan Maos. You need Kesev Ben. That's not what's happening here. Money in Kan, Mashkin in Kan. But it doesn't mean that the Mesiras HaMashkol is meaningless. The Mesiras HaMashkol can create his chayvus. It's just that akati ogid gabei, and therefore that is considered to be insufficient for aspects of kinyanim. But if a person will give him a tana l'chavera and he gives him the mashkol, there is an element of zechiyah. And as you know, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos maintains, no, that is not true. The Chiddush of Gemara is that you can't even create his chayvus al yedei mesiras hamashkon at all. This is what the Rush, here in Asugya, points out as well. What does it mean that you can't create his chayvus al yedei mesiras hamashkon? Mashkon cannot create. What then can it do? So here the Rush writes, the beer is the following. I'm giving you a mashkan. A mashkan is coming to secure. To secure what? To secure what? If it's a davar shaloni schayevo, if there is no shibu, there's no hiskaivos, what is the mashkan coming to do? The mashkan is coming to ensure what? So that's again what we saw yesterday in the Ravid. If there was a pre-existing shibur, there was a pre-existing shibur, then mashkan is meaningful. Why is that true? Adam yachal l'shabed nechasav l'davar shniyis chayavo. There's a shibat haguf, there's a shibat nechasim. If there is a shibat haguf, so in such a case, one could argue, now I can go ahead and reinforce that shibat, ayidei mashkan. The yesh me'ayin, right, the mashkan who is coming to secure what? There has to be a pre-existing chiyuv. Why exactly is that true? Yonah Salem refers you to the Avnei Miluim, Simen Chavtes, Siv Katan Yud. What is the Machlokas, the Ramban and Tosos? Ramban and the Rush. Im Efsha l'shabed nechasim below Shibat HaGuf. Can you have a Shibat HaChasim without Shibat HaGuf? Shibat HaGuf means I am. We discussed this earlier. In the time of Shibudim, Shibra Guf, Shibra Nefasim. Shibra Guf is the Raisa, Shibra Nefasim. Shibra La Raisa, Shibra La Raisa. That's the thing you end up in Gimel Beis. Shnei Shibudim Yesh. Now the Chir Shabbin Yotam. If there is a Shibra Guf that I owe, I can back that Shibud, back that Hiskaivus with my Nefasim. I owe. And if I will default, take my property. Can you say, and if I will default, take my property, my karka or my mashkan? What are you talking about? There's no shibud haguf. There's no prior shibud. So the Rambam writes the following, that the svar of Tosfos in the Rush is that if the purpose of mashkan is to secure, to reinforce, secure, reinforce what? The answer is shibud haguf. So you have to have a Shibat HaGuf. What does the Ramban assume? You don't even know what this means exactly, but im efshel the Shabbat Nechasim lo Shibat HaGuf, you can have a Shibat Nechasim without a prior Shibat HaGuf, as though maybe both are Chal V'Vasachas. You can create even without a prior Shibat. You understand what Rashi finds is very difficult. This is the machlokas, whether you can have shibud hanechasim without a shibud haguf. But am I not keeping gemara dafka b'mashkon? V'lo b'stam shibud nechasim. Seems to be that no, they're arguing about something very specific regarding mashkon. So you know, Salem writes the following. The Ramban assumes that a mashkon can be used to create the yisayvus. This is not a broader machlokas of shibud haguf and shibud nechasim. This machlokas is regarding mashkon. A mashkon can create the yisayvus. How is it possible for a mashkon to create the yisayvus? What is a mashkon? You understand them right? This halacha of Yitzchak, Balchav Kona Mashkon, this is not the normal halacha of Shibud Nechasim versus Shibud Aguf. Din Acher Lagamrei. What is this Din Acher Lagamrei? Here's where he quotes Reb Chaim, Medayik and Rashi, Chiyuv Onsen, the Hamashkon Yesh Lo Hachol. Hamashkon Yesh Lo Hachol. In the mashkon lies the chov. And that's the diuk of Arashi, right? Mashkon de acherim. You're not being mekadesh disha with the mashkon. The kitsh of the chov. The mashkon is the embodiment of the chov, and therefore, al yedei misiras hamashkon, it is a transfer of the chov itself. It is not that this is a shibud. You wouldn't argue that the karka embodies the chov. That is, you owe me a certain amount of money, and if you default, I have a right to collect. We're arguing that's not true when it comes to mashkon. That's true when it comes to shibudim in general. Slusei gvia, maybe a kinim lachatzayin, a zritva right, a gimel. When it comes to mashkon, no, it's much more than that. The mashkon is the embodiment of the chov itself. So a mashkon, yesh lo chov. If I give you the mashkon, you have the status of the malveh. That's the chiddush of the Ramban's understanding about chov kona mashkon. That's why the Ramban writes that you can create the hischaibus al yedei mesiras hamashkon. And this, the only Salem writes, is Ramban l'shitase. The Ramban writes that Baal Chov Kona Mashkon is even a Mashkon which is B'shas Halvav. B'shas Halvav. If you view the Mashkon as being part of the Guf HaChov, so therefore, al yedei meshichas hamashkon, that is considered to be the meshichas hachol, as Rashi explains. And therefore, that can be utilized for the purpose of kinyan. Mashkon hu guf hachol b'imken yachol gam b'meshichas hamashkon li'os ma'is kinyan. According to Tosis, you see that's not true. Tosus argues that the Ikar Halacha of Rav Yitzchak Baal Chov Kona Mashkon is only a Mashkon which is Shelo B'Shas Halvav. What does it mean, Shelo B'Shas Halvav? The Chiyuv already exists. I default. I can't pay you. You have to give me something. The money is owed. So therefore, I'll give him this Mashkon. That is Midin Shibud. Shibud Nechasim. That's a form of Shibud Nechasim. Tosus, who assumes that Rav Yitzchak Salacha is only Shelo B'Shas Hava, meaning B'Shas Piron, that's a normal case of Shibud Nechasim. you foreclose, I will take your property. You foreclose, I will take your mashkon. Well, if that's true, so obviously you understand that Tosfos assumes l'shitase that a mashkon cannot create. It's not that the mesiras hamashkon is the mesiras hachov; it's the embodiment of the halva. Mesiras hamashkon is midin shibud nechasim. A shibud nechasim can only back up, can only support a pre-existing chiyuv. So it cannot be that Rav Yitzchak is speaking about a mashkon b'shas halva. The fact that Tosfos says Rav Yitzchak is mashkon shelo b'shas halva, and the fact that Tosfos assumes that you cannot use a mashkon to create a chiyuv, that's what she's saying. And one could argue, Tosfos' whole assumption that there's no chiyuv ba'onsin also fits in very well. It's not that the mysterious hamashkin is the transfer of the chov at all. It's as though I'm kona the chov al yedei mysterious hamashka. It is a second tier. It's a security. It's a surety, like shibudim. So therefore, there's no full kinyan, there's no chiyuv ba'onsin. Why is there a chiyuv b'gneiva b'aveda? Yeah, the answer is, it's because ho v'nene. Because there's some benefit that I am receiving as a result. But the Ramban, the Shitase, the Ramban who assumes, right, as Reb Chaim mentioned within Rashi, that yesh bo esachov, this is the physical embodiment of the chov itself. You give someone, right, the mashkon, they are the malva. That's a very, very kiddush. We learned earlier the sugya of mechira shtaros, no? How is it possible to transfer a chov, no? Ksiva, nesina, only is it in the Rabban, as the Rambam writes. Here, mikra hadin, you can have a transfer of a chov if there's a mashkon. Because the mashkon will go from malva A to malva B in such a case. That is a mesiras achov. When there is no mashkon, then you have to rely on like siva, mesira. But there is a mashkon, that's sufficient. You know, if that's true, you can understand how a mashkon can create the hiskaivos as well. So take a look. That's what she does say, that the Yonasalim writes. That these issues, creation, is what she does say, of whether it's b'shasava, if it's shlo b'shasava, if it's in shibud nechasim. If it's in shibud nechasim, you can't create the shibud nechasim. Right, they can only go ahead and bolster, fortify that which existed as a prior chiyuv, like the Raivan writes. But otherwise, that would not be possible at all. And to what extent there's an element of kinyan that could be based on the machlokas? Perhaps it's Rashi v'shitase in the sense that Rashi who writes the mashkon de'acherim is considered to be the kitsha b'chol, and Rashi writes as a chiyuv onsin. It's working midine kinyan, your kona. And perhaps it also says chiddush that no. Right, hov v'nehne, and the possible differences between, right, different types of shomer safir as well. Take a look. The chiddush of Yom Hashanah, right? Simin Yudah. Okay. So.